This is Meet the Millennials.
What's up, guys? This is your boy, Andre Spence, the Purpose Coach.
What's up, people? This is ICOHA, One Hit Away.
My name's Cecilia Owosa, lifestyle, beauty, and straight talking videos.
I'm Deborah Chosen, and you're now listening to Meet the Millennials, the voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice of the Christian Millennials.
Welcome to Meet the Millennials, the voice of the Christian Millennial, a podcast that discusses our millennial matters from a Christian perspective with me, Elena Boateng.
And me, Esther OG.
And
guest presenter, Faith Child today.
Yes! Each week we host our friends and influencers in the Premier Gospel Studio to talk about love, faith, trends, etc. We simply navigate life together. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the millennial dating experience. So we have invited the lovely beauty and lifestyle blogger, Cincili Owosa.
Jeez.
Hey, girl!
Yes.
Stop.
Osa,
how are you Osa, doing? Osa,
I'm good, Osa. I'm good. Thank you.
This is my first podcast.
Ever?
Yeah. In life.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. I hope you
Thank
enjoy
you.
It. And
Thank
we've
you.
Also invited two single, handsome young Jeez. Gentlemen. Jethro Osari and Jonathan Gagel. I've said that correctly, haven't I?
No.
Oh.
It's Gagel, but don't worry about
Gagel.
It.
Like bagel.
Right. Exactly.
Gagel,
yeah.
Gagel,
yeah. Well done.
Gagel.
Gent, so if you had to describe yourself, how you would describe yourself to a blind date?
You can go first.
Surprise, surprise.
I love playing basketball. I'm
just realize you're American.
it's a long story, but I guess
it always is.
It always is a long story, but I would say so. To an extent, I work as a consultant and I enjoy watching shows and binge watching.
I can find you a match. Jonathan.
I guess I'm kind of quite an outgoing guy, so I'll take you to nice fancy cocktail bars and restaurants.
Okay, shooting the shot.
Because I work in coffee, alcohol and food all cross over loads.
Yeah.
So I know about all the good places, so I'm going to take you there.
Like a few DMs.
I'm a musician as well, so
okay.
I'll go to a gig.
All right, then.
Yeah,
so you play and you cook. Oh,
I dance as well.
So sincerely, your channel, your YouTube channel, is a beauty, lifestyle, and straight talking channel.
Yeah,
and you don't shy away about talking about relationships whatsoever.
Oh my days!
So you have been known to say that you don't date Nigerian men.
Oh. Wow, she just went straight in there.
So, was that a clickbait or honest sentiment? Why are you laughing?
Because I'm Nigerian.
I know, but...
No, we are Nigerian.
Yeah. I know that. Okay, right. No, I've never dated a Nigerian man. I've only dated one person ever. So I've only ever had one boyfriend. But in general, since my ex, I find it very difficult to connect with them. And I find it very difficult for them to see me fully as a Nigerian British woman who is independent and has her own thoughts and... The Nigerian society is a very misogynistic one. It's a very...
Look at Faith's face.
I'm looking for the lies. Where are the lies?
I'm ready to land.
I've landed.
There's a lot of turbulence at the moment. I'm ready to land. Have you landed?
I've landed.
Okay. Now, here's my thing.
Okay.
I appreciate... Yeah.
I feel really hot all of a sudden.
There's three sides to every story.
No, there aren't.
His truth, her truth,
and then something in the middle.
No, and then their truth.
Right.
Yeah. So... As you said, it's not every Nigerian man, whatever.
Yeah.
For example, Moa, here, Exhibit A.
No, but I've never mentioned to you.
I know, but here's the thing. I am Nigerian.
Yeah, but I'm not speaking for you.
Exactly.
I'm speaking for...
And that's why I said that. That's you said a specific, not everyone. So I'm just saying that we do exist.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I said that. I said it's not all, but it's many.
I know.
It's really
but
okay.
I don't know why you think it's many.
We're talking about a whole other thing. It's okay. It's okay.
Let's continue.
It's a good start, isn't it?
Sorry, do you know what I mean? Okay.
Elaine, that was a good intro, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
One take, one breath.
That's
really
it.
Good. I just want to say that before I forget.
Let's continue. So we're all single here, apart from Faith, who is basically married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but as we all know, the word single is very loaded. So there are some people who are single and minding their business. Some people are single and available. What does that even mean? Some people are single and searching. Some people are single and dating. So they're non-committal to a few people. Some people have been in situationships for the longest. But I'm sure we can all agree that dating as a millennial is complex, right? Are we all in agreement?
I think it can be. I don't think it has to be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I love that. Yeah. It can be. I don't know how many of our parents and people who made kids together, who aren't together, if that makes any sense, would have been together if social media existed 30 years ago.
I've heard some people say this, and I get it.
And I'll tell you why. Because you don't know someone until you physically see them. Then you can't check her Facebook, you can't check anything. So you don't know really what she wants to wear to a club. You don't know her fashion sense on other than the day you met her initially. But now you can go through Instagram. Oh, she knows that girl. Oh, that girl is her ex, I said. Oh, Gary follows her. Nah, Gary only follows loose girls. I'm not gonna. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
now we can make so many judgments prior to even meeting a person.
True. So true.
You see a guy or a girl. Nah, he or she flaunts too much. They like to. They're too materialistic. I don't like that kind of people. So because of that, you're put off or you're put on.
Yeah, 100%.
But back in the day, how would you ever know?
But you could argue that social media in itself is a kind of true reveal of what a person's really like. So maybe you could argue with some people it gives you a heads up because you're just like, oh, okay, like they put it all out there. Well, whereas some people don't.
I feel like in our parents' day, marriage was just, it was mandatory. So it's like you just found somebody to marry, right? And it's like, I'm married now kind of thing. Like,
and I'll love you later.
Exactly. Whereas now we're like, I want a man that can cook. I want a man that can do. Do you get what I mean? Like everybody's like suddenly so like woke about relationships and stuff. And I think that's the problem as well, is that we suddenly have all of these criterias that like our parents were like, she's a woman now. Like, that's all I need.
Johnny, like, you raised your hand before? Just to say,
oh, no, you were like looking for somebody who can cook. Me, over here.
To be fair though, that's good though, because I feel like today, like 2018, a lot of men don't know how to actually cook, and then they expect that from a woman. And I think that that is one of the reasons why women have that criteria, because we are like, for instance, I know men who can literally just make pasta. So, and it's like, okay, what are you going to do when your wife goes for a conference in LA or something? Like, are you just going to sit and starve, or like, what's going to happen? So I think maybe sometimes having a list helps. I know a lot of Nigerian aunties who are like, yeah, he had to be this, he had to have a car, he had to do this, because when I'm pregnant, I'm not driving myself. Like, they had strict rules. So it's a hard one.
On that, my mum was telling me about a guy at church. He's just become a widower, and he's probably in his like mid 60s. He doesn't know how to use the oven because his wife did everything for him. And now he's just in a place where he's just like,
I'm lost.
Like half of my life I can't deal with because I don't know what to do with.
I feel like men need to be self-sufficient. I mean, eating is literally something you need to do to stay alive. So it just makes, it's just shocking that you should leave that in someone else's hands.
We could talk about this for days.
Yeah.
Let's pull it back. So I saw a quote on Instagram and it said, dating in 2017, it could definitely go into 18. So it says, let's be friends, just friends. I'm not ready for a relationship, but I expect you to do things with me considered inappropriate in terms of a friendship.
Bruh.
We're not together. You can't claim me. You can't be with anyone but me. I need you to be loyal, but I'll do what I want. And you can. And when you get mad, I'll tell you we're not together. If you catch feelings, I'll become
distant.
That's
a man, by the way. A man definitely said that.
You knew what this was. I told you.
No, I think that's
a woman.
That is
so manly.
Oh, that's a man. Absolutely.
That's a man. Jezreel, why is that a woman? Have you had women say do this to you?
No, actually, I haven't. But
exactly.
But the thing is this. I think women like having the options sometimes. And the only thing is that sometimes is men, we do see our options, but like women are like, all right, like I'm in my 20s, maybe mid 20s, and I'm trying to see what's out there for me. I can have this guy who has this and that, but I can have this guy who has this.
Fair. I've seen people, people who do that as well.
I mean, you can say, you can argue that for opposite sex as well. But I think that as men get older, we kind of slow down.
But the thing is, though, you guys get older, in my opinion, technically slower in a sense, because your bodies are still able to reproduce. Whereas women, the reason why women are in such a rush to get married is because, one, society, but two, biologically, they feel like there is that ticking time bomb. Because obviously, once you start getting to 36, 37, do I need to go into the details?
No, I think that's going down.
Just to ask, and because I'm not a woman, is the body clock, whatever, really in your mind?
It's down there.
No. I mean, is the reminder?
Yeah, is there a reminder?
Is the reminder really there? Because Osa said society, yes, and then the body clock.
Yeah.
Is it?
For me personally, yeah, 100. Like, genuinely, I would say I do think that, like, okay, I would like to have kids by 30, because you know that by 35, you actually are genuine. No, by 32, you're in a higher risk pregnancy category.
But it is scary. I mean, like, the rates of, I think, Down syndrome go up, like, a lot of things.
It does.
It's actually very real. So that's why I personally find it really... it's almost painful sometimes when men are so dismissive of their age, because women, we don't have that luxury. Yeah. But at the same time, as Christian women, like something Heather Lindsay always like said, and someone else as well who was like a P4CM poet, she also said that God is also the author of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if Sarah's having healthy children at, what, was it 100 or 90 plus, then, you know, nothing's impossible.
Is too much choice a real thing, though?
I agree. Yes, it is. There's way too much effort. There's way too much input.
Yeah.
I mean, with social media out there, it's just even enhanced. Just like, I mean, we see things we know we definitely can't get.
Mm. Yeah.
But true. I think there's just, because we get to travel these days, we can go anywhere we want in the world. So everything we see, like from our friends and like other people out there, just there's so much option that it leaves us like with no decision at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we do make a decision, it's not based on something that we actually like consider for long enough.
I think the reason why we're so confused about what we want is that society and Instagram and social media and adverts tell us this is what you should have. Like, I think the biggest thing is that, like, have you ever bought something and you're like, I really wanted this particular watch or like bag or something, and then you would get like instant gratification, and then you're like, oh, right, cool. That's done. I'm not trying to say getting a boyfriend or girlfriend is like that, but in the same way that like society will be like, you need this, and when you get it, it's not as good as society says it is.
Yeah.
And I think that, and I think we obviously we do know what we want in some ways, but I think society or social media adverts will have a big part to play in that, unless we're careful. God, we need to guard ourselves, I would say, and surround ourselves with like people who will be able to tell you, actually, this is probably what you should, I know you as a person, this is probably what you should go for, you know? So
I think also there is this thing of like humans as a, I think we're just very self-confident in our own knowledge. I think that, like, I can't remember who was saying this, but it was someone who's been married for a while, and they were talking about how before they got married they had this list of all the things that they wanted, and they met like this person, and God was just like, this is the person for you, and they had hardly any of the things that they wanted, but they had the things that they needed. And we have to remember that marriage is a ministry, like, for love is cute, but love is also an action. And honestly, like, when the bills come, like, God forbid, like, someone gets ill and they can't work and there's no money and there's stress, like, and the love, the feeling is gone, like, all you have left really is God and the action of what love is. And I think he's the correct person to go to in terms of a guideline of, okay, what do I need? What am I looking for that will build the ministry that you're looking for, that will build me up as a Christian? Because really, the one of the main points of marriage is to make us get closer to Christ. That's kind of my two sense on it.
I hear that. I saw a quote on Twitter. We're gonna argue true or false.
Okay.
Most men don't marry the woman they love.
Oh, I saw this.
The most, they marry the woman that is around when they're ready to marry.
When I heard, I've heard it before, when I read this briefing today, I just had to close my eyes. I said, I love my girl, but I'm like, I don't even want to entertain that thought for anybody else.
Because I saw the replies under her that tweet.
What were the replies under?
Exactly, I think you'll be interested. So a lot of men were like, it was actually really sad. So a lot of men weren't talking hypothetically about, oh, what if, shoulda, coulda, wouldas. They were talking about people who they dated, that they cared for, and that they messed around, and now they wish.
Boy, that's your
personal problem.
Bro.
So it's coming from that. it's coming from that. That's what she's really talking about.
Yeah, that still hurts, even not for me, for whoever. because again, TV, Netflix, everything. I was watching a series and a guy was like, oh yeah, you're such a lucky man. I loved her in secondary school and you've been with her for 20 years. How dare you be so lucky? I'm thinking, bro, you've been carrying that hurt for over 20 years. Because that's the woman you love. Oh man, love will mess you up. So yes, I believe that can be true for some people. Yeah. What do you think, lads?
I know a few guys who've kind of been not serial daters, but had like two or three like big relationships, and then that was like, and they were all amazing girls, and it all kind of like just didn't work out for whatever reason. So I was asking him like, well, why did this one work out? He was just like, and he was genuinely, I was like, I was ready to get married. Like, as in, not that I didn't want to get married back then. It was just that actually for his personal circumstance, he wasn't ready to get married just then. So I think like...
Yeah, but then from a woman's point of view, it's like, okay, so why the heck are you dating me then? You're wasting my time. Yeah,
But then some girls could also say the same. Like, they would go out with boys and be like,
but I feel like men do this a lot more. Well, so once again, than...
he wasn't financially ready.
No, emotionally, spiritually. Yeah. Okay. Oh no, he earns P. Like,
someone like that, it's just you're wasting these girls' time, really? And then during that time they could have been looking for someone else who was actually ready.
But does that remind you of like Harry? Because Harry, his ex girlfriend, Prince Harry,
so she knows Harry.
We go way back. So his ex-girlfriend, who dated her for 7 years.
Yeah.
And then Megan, he knew her for how many? A couple of years, and then they got married.
Yeah, I rebuke that. That's all right. I actually rebuke that. I cannot deal. 7 years is a long time.
Out of interest, the reverse of that is if you go out with someone, you're going to marry them.
Yeah.
Especially in churches, in where I'm from actually as well, is that as soon as you go out with someone, everyone's like, you're married now. Mm. And that is just so unhelpful. Yeah. Like, I find that, like, and it's so, yeah, it's just like, you go out for a year, you're engaged for a year, then you're married. Like...
Because it's about being intentional, though. It's not just the way that single girl's like, you know already, like, yeah, man, won't get married to her, but I'm just going to, 7 years is a long time.
I personally just don't think it's biblical to do that. If someone can find me an example in the Bible where people are just like, oh, let's just date for a while. Oh, it didn't work out. Okay, let's date someone else for a while. Okay, it didn't work out. It's because it's not biblical, and I know it's harsh, but because it's not biblically based, that's why a lot of churches would be like, oh, okay, you're going out. Okay, you get married. Because that's what we've read.
I would jump in a bit. I think because even sometimes, like, even biblically, traditionally, it might be an arranged marriage anyway. Potentially might be an arranged marriage. Or you would marry so you don't go to war with those particular people.
No, but I'm... Okay, so, we should... Yeah, but we can't look at the Bible as general because not everything in the Bible is right. But we should look at the couples who are usually an example of godliness and be like, okay, how did their relationship start? And in my opinion, a lot of the relationships that started out of passion actually didn't end well. Isaac and Rachel, for example, were just... So much chaos and drama, and the passion is great. And you know, the Bible even said that the 7 years that he worked, it was like a day to him because he was just so in love with her. So that's great. But then the action of the kindness and all of that wasn't really, especially on Rachel's part, wasn't really backed up. Because if you look at when Leah started conceiving children, Rachel then started going to her maids and giving them to Isaac and being like, oh, have sex with her and have babies with her. And they were using even the children's names, they were using it to fight against each other. So Leah would, So Leah would call him, oh, God has favoured me because I have a son. And then Rachel would do it, and then it would just go back and forth, and that is just not an example of love in action. I think that's where it has to play.
Well, I think primarily have one wife.
Yeah, obviously. That would help.
It's like, love is patient.
Yeah.
Love is kind.
Yeah.
Love endures.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to what Jonathan was saying. I don't think you enter a relationship to waste someone's time. Time goes on. You're still trying. You love each other. Because as much as the guy wasted your time, you still stayed.
Mm.
You weren't handcuffed to the relationship. You still stayed. So you also had hope that it was there. So I don't
Sometimes these guys feed girls hope, though.
Do you know what I mean?
Because she could have been staying with the hope of marriage, and he could have just been like, well, I'm enjoying what I'm getting for free right now, so.
But I know some people that they've been together for 5 years. That, okay, the Prince Harry thing, 7 years of his ex-girlfriend. Pardon me, the question might be, why didn't they, pardon me, get married? Was it that he felt too young then to get married? Was it that he still wanted to serve in the army? He still wanted to finish whatever? I know a friend of mine was with his girlfriend. Actually, they were engaged for nearly 5 years. because his wife...
By year two, I'm gone.
No, it was the wife's fault. It was the wife's fault. Because she wanted to finish her studies.
Oh, okay.
But she changed her course. Mm-hmm. So she started again.
Why didn't they just marry during all of this time then?
No, because she wanted...
Because all of that time, temptation will be there. You'll be thinking, oh, we're engaged now. Oh, maybe a little touch there, a little caress there. Before you know what's happened, you've offed tent.
You offed tent. Whoa!
To be honest, life happens, isn't it? But it's not my portion. But yeah, the headmaster is like, but instantly, you guys thought it was the man being long, innit? But it was a woman, see? See how it works?
Yeah. Moving on, Elena, moving on.
So, yeah.
Let's get to the root of the issue, though. Do you guys feel like you are being taught how to be a good husband in the church?
I would probably say no. I don't know how you guys feel about him. So, one of the things that was reasonably influential in my life was Mark Driscoll's Peasant Princess series. And
I like him.
I think he's actually the one who's being like, men, you need to sort your lives out because none of you are ready to get married.
Yes.
Like, where are your houses? Like, where are your jobs? Like, you want a girlfriend or a wife, but you don't have a job. Like, sort your life out. It's like, he would be like, oh my gosh, you got to watch it. Like, and then I was like, I'm so wet. there's some stuff that I disagree with, but like, for me, like, a lot of what I was learning in terms of like what I should be like as a man, biblically speaking, was actually from what he was preaching about, and I was like, oh, that's nice. Cool. Like, but then again, saying that, I've got the most wonderful dad who has been amazing to my mum, and I've been watching him and how to treat women that way. I've been so privileged to, my parents are still together, and the way that my dad treats my mum, like, he's not perfect, but like, actually the way I'm going to treat my wife is going to be very similar to how my dad treats his wife. So, in that way, I've had an amazing role model for which I can learn to be a man.
Yeah, that's even more important to me because I feel like there's a lot of people who don't have that.
But I'd agree the church is not doing enough.
Because it's like there's a lot of people who don't have that. There is present fathers who are absent.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, that's why my heart is like, why does the church not do more for this? Because it really needs to stand in that gap. Like, it's missing.
What's shocking to me, though, is the fact that there's more women in the world, there's more women in church, but most pastors are men. And on top of that, then the preaching in terms of what husbands should be isn't there. And I do feel like the pressure for women, I don't know if you guys saw that Sierra situation.
Yes.
And how they dragged her.
Yes.
Well, dragged her and John Gray.
John Gray was saying that you should walk in the spirit of a wife.
So I can't.
And it was like a 1 minute clip from quite a long sermon.
Yeah.
And people, because Sierra said, I've upgraded, and she put this.
No, she said level up. #level up.
That's it. And so people were just dragging her, like, why are all the sermons aimed at women? And just literally.
And they were right.
I do think that's kind of fair, though.
Yeah. I mean, apparently. Allegedly, the next bit in his sermon was about men. But the thing is, what she posted was about women. Mm-hmm. It's like, once again, especially as an African, I do feel like that culture and all that sexism does feed its way into the church. And women are taught, oh, you know, Proverbs 31, women got to be this, got to be that. And I rarely hear about what men should do. It was actually quite, it was one of the things for me that stopped me being saved, actually, for a really long time, because I just felt like women weren't important to God. I just felt like God didn't really care about me, and I thought, why should I be interested in God that doesn't see me? And it was much later that I thought, oh no, it's your representatives that have been doing the bad job. I think the church is moving in a more healthy direction. I think people like Lisa Bevere, are really helping. People like Mike Todd, they're really speaking up on this stuff. So
drawing comparison to like churches I went to in the US, totally different, like the role of the man, like the way they try to build and develop young kids.
Oh, I like
or
that.
Young men. That's there's good. Like men's retreats, young boys retreats.
Sponsored
by older men in the church.
Wow.
And
that's
they
so
really
good.
Address some of the, and you know, in the US it's quite different because some of the issues that they're facing are quite different. It might be intense, but I think there is somewhat of a movement, although very slow. There's sort of this change of like what a man should be like. And I think we need to draw the difference in what a man is, what a husband is, because I think you can be a husband at one point in your life, mm-hmm. but you always have to be a man, mm-hmm. whether you are like yeah. married or you have a wife. So there's people that do that stuff and they train kids, young kids at a young age. And there's this guy I follow on LinkedIn and he does it. But like, because boys are like, when they're young, they have this, all this energy. Mm. So he tries to get on their level. Mm. So he uses that and then tries to channel their softer side, I guess, their side of just like appreciation, understanding. Mm. And so I think that is something that is desperately needed.
Yeah, I hear that. But I'm glad we spoke about this, because I feel like we are the church, and that's something we need to remember. Like, we can be having these conversations with one another, building up each other, and like moving the narrative in a different way. Mm. But let's talk about online. Has anybody tried online dating?
I signed up. No, you were with me. You signed me up.
I signed you up.
It's true.
I just got to mingle.
I'm going to do a little experiment.
Jesus came for the sixth.
Yeah. She was going to sign me up. And then we went for an experiment. And then I realized she had to pay for it. So she went through all of that. She was like, I ain't paying for that. So it died very quickly. And that was the end of
So you didn't actually meet anyone on there?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah. The thing is, no. Because
how much was it?
It was like 20 something pounds.
I'm going to sign up when I go home. No, because I hear a lot of people say that, like, if you're a millennial and you're not online, you're doing yourself a disservice. So it's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like, you just hear that, like, if you're not online, then, like, all the best for meeting someone. Do you know what I mean? Like,
good luck.
To be fair, yeah, because I tried to find my friend, a man, last week, mm-hmm. and I sent her pictures. Mm-hmm. If he went online, how would I have found pictures to send
yeah,
her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in that respect, how am I going to find a picture of you to send to
Facebook,
Steve?
Do you mean like social media?
Yeah,
I'm talking like dating sites.
Oh, you don't need to be on a dating service.
Yes.
Just put up a good one or two selfies on some sort of software, and you have
some
friends.
Some software, yeah. like Insta. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Then your friends will potentially refer you, or the explore page
that's
might
what,
pick no. you up.
Elena, you were talking about.
I'm like big on the whole referrals. Introduction yeah. thing. So this is I'm passionate about this, because I just feel like, do you know what? Listen, we need to deep this, because Harry and Meghan met on a blind date. I'm talking about the introduction and the process. Yeah. Like, it's encouraging to even hear you talk about that, because in my head, I feel like that's something we're not doing enough, and like something we should do more. Because when I think about my parents' day, like something my mum always asked me is like, don't your friends know anybody? Because they were so active about like, this is my friend, oh, we're all gonna be at this thing, like, you guys should meet, and like, all of my parents' friends are friends, if that makes sense, because they've grown up together and literally kind of hooked each other up and stuff informally. So
this is my ex.
That actually was surprising.
You cared for me a lot. Very caring.
I don't know about you guys, but quite a lot of my millennial friends, otherwise people my age, they all met in the church, all like, I don't know, like a Soul Survivor big event type thing,
yeah,
or a Christian event, you're going to meet someone like that. So I think that's still, for me at least, the predominant way of meeting someone, like within church.
My friend introduced me to someone, actually.
And how did it go?
Yeah, I didn't remember the guy. Remember that guy? Yeah, that guy.
Did it go well?
No, I felt that. I saw it. You didn't see it. No, it didn't go well. You read it completely wrong.
Long as
it
isn't one of my friends.
It's a smile of trauma, you know, that smile of like,
I'm crying. See, that's the thing. I'm not trying to meet a mad guy, so I don't know. The introduction thing, it depends how, as I was saying to you before, I think if someone knows you really well, they could probably introduce you to someone who you would click with, because they'd know, okay.
But sometimes they don't know necessarily what you'd be like in a relationship stage. So sometimes, because my friend, the friend who hooked me up, she thought, oh yeah, you'd get along. He's this, he's that. And then it turns out, he's not. When it comes to relationships,
that is true. It's different.
If I'm at your barbecue,
yeah,
and there's a girl there,
yeah,
I can talk to her. Because, like, oh, so how do you know?
First line is,
how do you know what
I'm saying?
First line, as opposed to, hey,
can I get
what you drinking?
I feel like people think that's happening less now, though, because people can just go and swipe. So it's like, whereas you would have had that like social interaction before and just be like, I'm at a barbecue, let me say hey.
People still do that, though. People, I mean, my friend's last F boy, he was They were both at a birthday party of their mutual friend, and so she thought it was a safe place. Guess what? Now that he like messed her around, the next birthday party she went to, a guy asked her for her number. She gave a fake number because she was just like, no, I can't have that experience. Mm. And this was a Christian guy, and like, so it's hard out here.
Here's my thing with that. I respect. I appreciate what she's been through, but at times you have to not be a doormat. Don't be a doormat. But we have to be able to process our feelings and emotions because she potentially
could have
turned down a good guy.
Yeah.
The last guy.
But to
her
be fair, even it, I think it was. It's just bad timing. You know when you just need time to heal. You need a heartbreak, as in like just a break, just to recharge. So I think it just wasn't the right time anyway.
I know of guys and girls that have had the most amazing girl or guy, but it wasn't the right time. So they let them down and they have regretted it. Dang. In the future.
I think all girls imagine that their ex feels that way.
I actually agree, because I actually had that exact situation.
Oh really?
I think so, yeah. I mean, like, I just think at the time there was this person that was just the person I would kill for now.
Like, does she know that?
Let's go tight.
Let's go back to that.
You know, it
you were very silent when that quote came up.
I was waiting for my moment, and he just gave me the runaway, and I was like, all right, I'm taking it. No, it's. I think there's way more men out there that actually have that, and that actually prevents them from actually moving on and finding somebody else, because you will always compare
to that person.
So
that's so sad.
There's definitely a time for people meeting. So I think sometimes it's, you know, even though that person was perfect and you weren't right at the time, it might have messed up if you got together, because you would have ruined it somehow. Because you're just not ready. It's definitely out there. I know a lot of guys are telling me like, man, you know, I kind of messed it up back then. I was just an idiot. I was trying to have fun. I was trying, you know, I wasn't ready for that commitment stuff. There's a lot of it out there. But like, I feel like there's also a lot of women that start having that same thing. They're like, you know, I'm just going to figure myself out. This guy's figuring me out. I'm going to figure myself out. And it's just, I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
I definitely think that like, it is really confusing. And that's why like one thing I try and stress to like my friends when they tell me about this stuff is just to make sure everything is like, you know, we sing in church like Jesus at the center. Like, we actually need to keep him at the center, because like it's just so confusing, and there's so many emotions, and like there's so many things going on, like as you said, like the world, the pressures, like past heartbreaks, that if we're able to kind of like continuously bring this before his feet, he is the right person to sort through all of the baggage and really lead us to the person that is for us, whether that be online or a reference from a friend or whatever. But I think he sorts through all of the confusion.
But I have a question. Do you think, I mean, not just like online dating websites, but like social media in general, put it all in one basket, do you think it actually helps, even if you're coming from a Christian perspective, this is the type of person I want, does social media actually help you in that? Or does it actually slow you down? Or does it actually give you a false image of what you actually should be looking for?
It's probably that.
It does everything. It does everything. It does everything you've just said.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if I want a woman who loves the Lord, who is expressive about him, who maybe speaks about him, I know exactly what I'm looking for. I can try and look, and then maybe somebody might repost this young woman sharing 60 seconds of a scripture she read. I want that woman. Now I found her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it does everything you've literally just said.
But I guess you just have to like be very spirit led, because I know I know people who they can literally go online and they can post a minute of themselves reading the Bible, but on Saturday nights it's a different story. You have to be very spirit led as well, because it's as you said, it's everything. You can learn more about someone, you can also be misled about someone, and it's a lot.
Let's jump a bit. I respect women that make the first move and slide.
A girl
did it to me one time. And I was like,
are you with her?
No.
Exactly.
No. Why? I wasn't interested in her.
Okay.
But I said to her, I said, I rate you and thank you, but XYZ.
Okay, so she has a thank you and a rate, and she has no man. Exactly.
But the same way I would approach you, and I would have no girl.
True. I really think that I'm trying to work out, because I was speaking to a friend and she said to me that, like, you know, a lot of women, Christian women especially, are single because we're taught this whole, like, you're single and waiting kind of, like,
I agree.
Whereas, like, what's actually wrong with a Christian woman being like, I'm single and
proactive,
like, I'm looking for something, like, I'm searching kind of thing, and, like, shooting her shot to some extent, asking friends, like, do you know anybody or whatever else. Like, there's such a stigma, like, for doing those things and being outwardly, openly, like...
I think if I was truly obsessed with a specimen of a man, I'd probably... that's when I would actually slide, but...
So, when you say slide, do you mean you're liking 5 pictures in a row?
No, as in, I'm literally sliding in.
Hey, how you doing?
You have way too much pride to do that. You are not sliding. Oh, sorry!
What do you mean? I accidentally...
Oh, I'm so sorry, but whilst I'm here, I love your bed.
I was going to say,
I think you bring that up, it's actually really poignant, because it's almost like we've chatted about how we're talking about girls now, that actually girls are in the wrong if they are like, they've got a wall up, mm-hmm. and they are inaccessible for whatever reason. Now what we're just saying is that now they're also wrong for, like, for being overt in looking for someone. Yeah. It's like, you can't win.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. You can't win. We're like, struggling.
That's so true. It's mad.
In the current climate, how things are, do you guys ever think, will I be single forever? And would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
You'd be okay with it.
I've asked myself this question all the time. Like, am I happy being single right now? Yes, I kind of love it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But do I have those days where I'm like, oh man, I really wish I had, like, a wifey? Like, I would. Yeah, like,
so as in,
yeah, 100%.
This might be your turning point, bro.
Really
sold yourself.
Yeah, I really believe it. Make sure you put
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like I'm okay until I hear, like, a Boys to Men track or a Brighton at Night track, and then I'm like, oh, why?
What I do want to say is, we should learn to enjoy every season.
I
saw a sermon online saying, we all work in seasons. Mm-hmm. Young people want to be old. Old want to be young, single want to be relationship want to be single.
Mm-hmm. Grass is always greener.
So I think when I was single, I loved being single, and I love being in a relationship now. Predominantly in African culture, and I'm assuming African churches, because our culture spills into Christianity, unfortunately, being single isn't seen as a good thing after a certain age. And then if you're not married at a certain age, there's something wrong
with you. Especially if you're a woman.
So therefore, now you feel like you're made to almost feel less, almost made to feel incomplete, which also society adds as well. So it's not specifically the church, but society has a role to play. But I think it's about learn to enjoy every season. I think the Bible says something like, serve the Lord in your singleness, or something along those kind of lines.
Mm. Biblically speaking, Paul talks about it's better to be single, just so you can serve the Lord more. Mm. And you shouldn't get, and in that bit,
if you serve,
like,
a lot when you're younger, it adds up for the future.
Is that just how it works? But yeah, so I think if we're I hate using the word intentional, like, it's, but if you're intentional with your singleness, then singleness can be great. It's awesome. I think it's a different story if you're kind of like floating by and just being like, yeah, I'm just doing my thing and chilling. But, like, actually, I think from a, like, I have more time to serve at church because I'm single compared to, like, I don't know, the guy with, or girl, family with, like, four kids. I've got more time on my hands to, like, do stuff, to be more active and to be, like, and I think actually I'm constantly challenged that I'm not doing enough because I'm seeing that guys who have way more stuff going on in their lives, and they're doing more than me, and I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I'm so selfish. But it's actually a reality though, for sure.
100 guys, I've absolutely loved this conversation.
Same.
I feel like we've hit quite a few different points. Faith, you're gonna hit us with the conclusion
is churches should encourage more seminars and building of men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It is good to be online for online dating. Online dating is not demonic.
You seem to be unsure about that, Jonathan. Is there a story there? You seem to be unsure.
No, it's not a story. No, for the purposes of this conversation, I agree. We'll be here for all night.
And the last point of the conclusion is enjoy whatever season you are in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I think a scripture that rounds this off really nicely is Proverbs 3:5-7, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." Thank you so much for joining us, Sincerely.
Thank you.
Awosha.
Yeah.
Sorry. Jezreel and Johnny. It's been an absolute pleasure. Awosha, do you have anything you want to share with us that's coming up?
Yeah, you can follow me at Sincerely Awosha.
And that's on all platforms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awosha is OGHOSA.
And you have been doing phenomenally well on her social platforms.
Oh, thank you.
Following has increased. Jez, where can we find you, bro?
Yeah, man.
I'm actually off social media. It's been a recent thing, so it's been about 5-6 months.
LinkedIn?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. We can talk about anything, job-related opportunities, how to develop your career.
If someone's interested
How's someone going to slide into your DMs?
Ladies, if you're interested, let us know. And we would do the intros.
I'm about that.
I'm
just trying to meet people the old-fashioned way, I guess.
Yeah.
Nice.
And see if that still works.
Johnny?
Follow me on Insta, at Johnny Gagel. JONNY. None of these H's.
That's another Meet the Millennials rap. Follow us.
Oh, well, so I can't do my social media, yeah?
Cool. Sorry, shoot your shot.
Thank you. At Stargirl Stores or at Esther Jenny, GYENI.
At Lena B91.
I don't am much shooting nothing. I'm in a relationship. Just follow the podcast.
At MTM Podcast. we'll close out a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this conversation. Thank you so much for the beauty of relationships, Lord Jesus. And we just pray, Father God, that you help us to navigate it wisely and to keep you at the center of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is Meet the Millennials.
What's up, guys? This is your boy, Andre Spence, the Purpose Coach.
What's up, people? This is ICOHA, One Hit Away.
My name's Cecilia Owosa, lifestyle, beauty, and straight talking videos.
I'm Deborah Chosen, and you're now listening to Meet the Millennials, the voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice. The voice of the Christian Millennials.